Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. Today's topic, we're going to be covering machines and cartridges. Hello and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. It's your host, Marlo, and thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, that's right. You heard me correctly. This is a pod and video cast. So if you're interested in seeing my face, you can go over to my YouTube channel. That's Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo. And you can watch this video there, or just tune in like you normally do and continue to listen to my podcast. I love hearing from you guys. I love getting your DMs, and I love sharing this information with you because, like I always say in the beginning, this is a journey. I don't know where you are in your journey. Have you been doing this for 3 years or 5 years or 2 months? I don't know, but all I can tell you is that I have been chugging along here, and I feel like there is no blueprint to opening up a shop and running a successful business, but I do think that there could be some help and like advice along the way. And if I'm going through it and I'm like trudging through it, I'll let you guys know how I'm doing. So maybe you can avoid some twists and turns that I've taken that you don't have to deal with. Or maybe I'll make mistakes and I'll share my mistakes with you along the way. If you already listened to my other podcast on where I was stuck refunding a client, not a proud moment, but you know, I'm here to be honest and open with you guys. And you know, like I said before, it's not always like glitz, glamour, and Gucci bags. My life isn't really like that. I'm pretty like down to earth for the most part, and I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of girl. So that's what I got for you guys today. On to other news. I'm so excited. I am scheduling a PMU Unfiltered meetup here in New York City. I cannot wait. I'm just securing a location and a date. So I'm thinking September here in New York City. So if you're local, like Staten Island or Jersey, Long Island, Queens, Connecticut, I don't know where, but if you're like semi-local, definitely come through. Hello. It's so fun following all of you local people on Instagram. And I think it's a great place to create a sense of community because we're not haters. We're lovers, right, guys? We're here to boost each other up. We're here to excel together. There is enough cake for everyone, I promise, especially here in New York City. So come through PMU Unfiltered Meetup coming, what did I say? September. Sweet. All right. On to the real, the real reason why you're listening here, the real reason why you came and watched. Okay, let's talk about machines. I think it's easier to talk about machines. Sorry, there's some sirens going by. This is New York, baby. And I also got windows, so wow, it's getting loud. While getting windows has been an absolute blessing, I actually know what like time of day it is outside. It has not been the best for these recordings, so bear with me, and you get what you get and you don't get upset, right? Okay, so let's go into some of the machines I have here. I'm going to show you all the machines, tell you all the machines, wherever you're listening to, whatever avenue you are listening to me on. I have my Zion here. I love my teal color Zion. I don't know. Sometimes I just get like too much pink, honestly, too much pink. Everything comes in pink for PMU. So I like to go with like weird colors. So I have the Zion here in my teal color. I've got the Mass Magi in black. This is the longer looking mass. And then I also have the Mass Tour in green here. It's a little bullet. And then I've got the power pack that goes with the mast, and I really do feel like it only goes with the tour, and I'll explain that to you in a moment. It has to do with back weight. I also have the good old troublesome wireless machine that everyone is just haterating on, and God, I don't even know if I have the cartridges for these to show you, but I have the good old wireless machine that you should not be tattooing people with, right? Okay. And then I have a little strange looking guy over here. This is my Cheyenne. And the Cheyenne is a little bit different than my rotary pens. The Cheyenne also still accepts cartridges. What? Yes, this is not a needle on the bar machine, even though it looks different. It is still a cartridge accepting machine. So let's get into these machines. Let's talk about the Dragon Hawks just to get these Dragon Hawk masks covered a little bit, okay? So here I have the masked Magi. This is this little bullet-like thing. Let's hold it up next to the Zion. Maybe that will help. So this is the masked Magi with the Zion. It's about the same height and a little bit smaller of a grip. Now, I personally don't find this Zion to be bulky. It's just a little heavier in its back weight, but I like that for swinging the machine. It actually has me working less sometimes. Then we have the Mastor. So the Mastor is really quite small, as you can see, compared to the Mass Magi. Maybe I'll hold it up against the background so you guys can see it. So the Mastor is a little bit bigger. I'm sorry, the Mass Magi is a little bit bigger than the Mastor. And I like them both. I like them both. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, just kidding. If you're new to the industry and you don't know what machine to buy and you're kind of like, whoa, those Zions are really pricey. I'm not sure if I'm any good at this, or you just have a goal of maybe reaching like 10 full paying clients, whatever that be. These Mass Dragon Hawk, they bump. I really like them. And I do think that there is quality in the higher price machines like the Zion, like the Bellar, like the my Cheyenne here, as well as the Cheyenne Artist, I think like Hype Bay that just recently came out. Like, yes, those are very good quality machines. You're going to be able to send those machines back for repair. They're going to be able to fix them. Those machines are pushing over 600, if I'm correct. You can check, but pricey, right? These Mastors, I'm telling you guys, they bump. They get the job done. They get it done well. I really like the Mastor for lips. It's so soft and really soft hitting. So with that being such a soft hitting, you're going to see a lot less swelling in the lips. Now, I like the Mass Magi for eyeliners. The Mass Magi does a really great job. There's something about the pen, length in the pen, that allows me to hold the machine in a way that I feel at one with the length to get the precision with the eyeliner. And then I like the Mastor because I get to be really like chunky and like up with my lip liner and my lip pigmentation. I feel closer to it. I feel closer to the bouncing. So I like my Mastor for lips, Mass Magi for eyeliner, and sometimes brows. Can you use this machine on anything? Yes, of course. Of course you can play around with these machines. The Mastor, I have to say, I like a little bit better for cleaning purposes. So this part of the machine does come off, the handpiece of the machine does come off, and you can clean it properly. Whereas the Mass Magi, you really got to get in there and do a good job cleaning because you can't take the handpiece off. Zion, let's go over the Zion as well. So the Zion is a more expensive machine and to me, a bit more advanced feeling. Now with the Zion, you have the availability to customize your machine, which is like dope to continue to grow with. So once you take off this this handpiece here, I'm going to do this on my YouTube channel, guys, if you're listening to my podcast and you can understand it and look a little bit more. So I'm taking off this Zion piece, and here you're going to see soft and hard hitting capabilities. You can twist this part for soft and hard hitting capabilities. Now, super cool, I think in theory, but it doesn't really work for me. I find this soft hit on the Zion to be far too soft, and it creates a lot of trauma personally for me. So guys, don't go all the way soft or all the way hard. Minor adjustments will be fine for you. You have to remember this is really truly a tattoo machine. So this has a lot of power behind it, unlike the more permanent makeup style machines. Also within your Zion, you're going to be able to change your stroke length. So unlike the Dragon Hawks, they are not customizable, but they provide a very good stroke length. So stroke length is how far your needle comes in and out of the cartridge to collect the pigment back within the cartridge. So I am going to show you guys again on the podcast. You can hop over. There's a cam inside. So when you have a cam, this one I have a 2.5 millimeter cam, and this determines the stroke length of 2.5 millimeter. Now, some people, the Zion also comes with a, I think, 1.8. When you're looking at the cam, you have to see the rotational quality of it. So do you see how far out this is? And it's rotating almost like a, I think of it as like a train, right? When the that line that connects all the wheels together and it moves them together. Now imagine it was smaller, right? So you're chugging a little bit in a smaller rotation. That's how far your needle is going to come out of the cartridge. Now when you put a larger cam on it, 2.5, that's how far your needle is going to come out of the cartridge. Then if you go even larger, so 4 millimeter is considered quite large and really, really leaning towards tattooing. So a 4 millimeter cam is a lot of in and out within your cartridge. That's a lot of push for a lot of needles. My Cheyenne has already built in, not customizable, a 3.5 millimeter. So it is a longer stroke length, and I do like it sometimes. And I do like it for eyeliners as well. And it allows me to see a lot more needle going into the eyeliner, which it needs a lot of precision. And I can see the full needle really exiting the cartridge, and also knowing that the needle is going to enter the cartridge far enough to be able to pick up the pigmentation to redeposit back on its next exit. Yeah. So let's talk about the power pack that comes with the Mass Magi. Now, am I saying that right? No, Mass Tour. I try, guys. So here we are. We have the Mass Tour here, and see, it's a little chubby little thing, which is great and so easy to hold in my hand. Then when we put the power pack on the back, it accepts this type of power supply in the back. So once that goes in the back, it's really still quite small. I mean, believe it or not, look at this, still just a little bit longer than the Mass Magi. And like I said, I like a little back weight for my swing, for my pendulum swing. So this feels quite freeing and liberating because it's wireless, but it's quite light and very doable. I have no problem with it. Doesn't, you know, stop me from picking it up. I like it. I do like to work with my power supply, if I'm being like totally transparent here, but the power pack is super cool. Now you can use this power pack on other machines. I will show you this on the Mass Magi. Now, the reason I don't like it on the Mass Magi is because the weight is so unevenly distributed. Now it got quite long and it's just really awkward. And same with the Zion. Hold on, let me put my Zion back together after taking it apart for you guys. Let's see here. Okay. So this can also go on the Zion as well. These are all the same ports. Click. But really quite big. Workable? Abso-fucking-lutely. You can use it like this. There's no right or wrong. I do sometimes. I did last week. So workable, okay? Totally up to you. Oh. Now, this does not fit on the Cheyenne, and I will show you. This Cheyenne in particular. So this Cheyenne, this port look, it's got a piece coming out in here. These do not go together, okay? So that's what I got for you. Now let's go over cartridges and cartridge systems and why you should invest in a machine that takes a universal cartridge. Now, universal cartridges are going to look like this shape. These are all different brands of cartridges. I'm going to open up this other one too. Guys, so right now I am showing, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm showing my Mara Cosmetic Tattoo cartridge. I am showing my Quadrin needle cartridges, and now I'm also showing the Alchemy cartridges. Now I'm seeing here, these all are accepted into each one of these machines. These are universal cartridges, which makes these machines already better. When you're getting a machine like this absolute piece of shit wireless pen that you should not be tattooing anybody with, guys, if you don't know, do a little research, scour the internet, look on the forums. You'll read the whole story about it anywhere. People are very excited to tell you how much they know about not using this. I'm not going to get into it. This does not, look at this. Look at this tip. I'm going to show you. This does not click in with this, right? This makes sense. Different. This got like a screw situation. This does not. This has like some ridges and a click to it. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to use the Mass Tour as an example because I really think if you're new, this machine bumps, and I want to show you how this machine is great and universally pleasing. Here, we'll take this, and it has a circle in the middle. Machines that accept universal cartridges have like a circle in the middle and then like two little divots on the edge that allow it to enter and click. So I'm going to put this cartridge in. This is a tattoo needle cartridge, standard like tattoo needle, not PMU. And click. It's got a really smooth click. It's got a really satisfying click. And they're very popular. You've seen these on, every artist is pretty much using them. Now, I'm going to show you all these other cartridges will do the same as long as your port looks like this. It will accept a universal cartridge system. Super cool. Definitely the way to go. The best part for me about this was buying a more affordable machine like the Dragon Hawk, like this little nuggalicious thing here. Again, I love it. So while buying a more affordable machine, you can then upgrade your machine, and then you're not at a loss in your stock cabinet for switching over needles. I mean, it's kind of stupid, right? So being smart, a little business savvy, a little maybe green, if you will, so you're not throwing away perfectly good needles because they don't fit your new machine. Ugh. And not only that, these type of needles come in a variety of cartridges and sizes and diameters and whatnot. And the reason that I love that is because you get a really good feel for even another extent of what your machine is capable of. So I do want to say something very interesting that no one ever really talks about. Now, when dealing with these cartridge systems, there is flex and like less flex and more flex. Needles with a little bit more flex are going to be suitable for lips. The lips are soft and swell super easily. So if you have a needle with a little bit more flex, you're probably going to have a little bit less swelling. I haven't gotten my hands on the Tina Davies flex needles yet. Kind of curious, but also I have so many needles. And I'm sure I'll get them anyway because everyone is raving about them. And honestly, I'm a sucker. But here we are. When you have a needle inside the cartridge, there is a little support system within your needle. There isn't just one needle sitting in there. There's like a supportive bar with your needle. Now, if the supportive bar is closer to the tip of your needle is going to be more stiff. And if your supportive bar is a little further from the needle, you're going to have a more flex needle. Now, it's not something that people normally talk about, but I think generally you'll probably get a knack of what cartridge system you like for which procedures the more you do with them and the more you toy with them. Now, I really love Mara cartridges for lips and liner. They really, really do a beautiful job. And then the Alchemy cartridges, I've been playing around with them a little bit. I find that my ink gets a little stuck in them, but you know what? I'm down to give them a try. I'm kind of always down to make it work because I see artists that love things and I want to know why. So I do a lot of troubleshooting before I really discard something as not working. You know what I mean? So I really love Mara, Mara Academy, or I'm sorry, Mara Pro. Her whole line is really just like very solid cartridges. I also really like the Mass PMU cartridges that are in purple. I'm sure you've seen a few artists using them. You have to dig around online, but they're there on Amazon too. And then lastly, I have to say my Ride or Die PMU cartridge is Quadron. So I really love the Quadron cartridges. They come in a ton of configurations. I get like the round liner tights for my removals and eyeliners. Big fan of single needles for pretty much all my work for the most part. But love Quadron. So just to show you my packaging, what it looks like. So these are the Mara Pro cartridges. They come in this beautiful box, which I love leaving out on display here in my studio. I love the Quadron cartridges. So the black Quadron cartridges are going to be more tattoo styled. The PMU cartridges are going to have a tighter tip of the cartridge to the needle, which is really great for not having those like ink blobs. And then if you're getting ink blobs while you're using these cartridges, you actually need to like just lengthen your needle just a little bit. Your needle hang should be around 1.5 to 2.5, just about. Also, that depends on the cam within your machine. And yes, I'm trying to think of what else I want to tell you guys here. There's so much more to tell you and show you about machines and cartridges. You're welcome to DM me and ask me questions about have I tried or would I try? But for the most part, I personally like more medium hitting cartridge. I personally like more medium hitting machines because I have a really light hand. So sometimes soft hitting machines are a little too soft for me, and hard hitting machines, I do quite well with a hard hitting machine. So my Cheyenne Thunder is a hard hitting machine. I like my Zion a little clicked over to a hard hit. And when I'm feeling a little soft and I want to make sure those lips don't swell, I reach for the Dragon Hawk. So you don't have to switch around. I'm kind of a junkie for machines, but it's really mostly so I can tell you guys what's up and I can see what's going on in the forums and see what everyone's talking about up in there, because I like to know what you're working with, why you're working with it, and what we can do better as artists to make our work elevated with what we've got. So again, I highly recommend using these machines with universal cartridge systems that click into them, because you can grow with them. Once you move on from a machine, you still have all the cartridges in your kit. These Alibaba rebrands and stuff like that, I really do struggle with them. These wireless pens, these specialty cartridges, they don't have membranes. They can be dangerous. You're stuck buying cartridges from specific suppliers. What happens when they run out? So there's just like stuff like that that I really want to avoid when I'm working, because the less stress I have when I'm working, the better. Always. All right, everybody, that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. As usual, I'm going to get my ass in gear about this PMU Unfiltered meetup. Again, that's happening in September in New York City. Keep posted on my Instagram, Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, as well as my PMU Unfiltered Instagram, which is PMU_Unfiltered. And there's one U, PMU Unfiltered _. And that's where you're going to get some more information, updates on episodes being released, maybe even a little snippet of this so you can see my face in action. And I hope you like this episode. Stay tuned for more to come. And guys, don't forget to practice. Stress less, practice more, and yeah, just keeping it real. Bye, guys.